with me. And if you could, I'd take you home with me.
Okay, 807 FM Talk 106.5. Hope your morning's on this Monday. Glad you're along. Hi. That's the remix. This is the extended remix. This is the one everybody wants. By the way, thank you, Mark Holliday, for reminding me why this song may have had the radio plays it did to get itself on the Billboard Hot 100 list from stunting. So when radio stations change format, they'll do a stunt. They'll be playing, you know, whatever song over and over and over again to try to get people to pay attention to that frequency, right? To be, oh, something new is coming.
And get it stuck in your brain.
Right. There's something new is coming on the new, the Macarena station or whatever. And everybody talks about it. Then it turns out to be whatever predictable format, you know, is rolled out. Mm-hmm. But because they did that over time, maybe all those airplays, because they're going to get scored by, you know, by ASCAP BMI, goes to Billboard and they put it up. Maybe that's how the Macarena makes sense, made it on the list. But please tell me your excuse for why. Really? You like that, didn't you?
That was a good song.
See?
But it was kind of like illegal to sing it around adults.
Yes, well, let's get physical. But the video was all about exercising, right? It was just about exercising.
Right. So, with leg warmers.
Very bright neon leg warmers.
Yeah, you could walk down. Actually, I would appreciate it if more people in Mobile would walk around wearing those colors.
Don't encourage that
clothes. It would be easier to see at night when people are walking down the road.
Yes, that's right. If you're going to be a fool and walk down the side of the road, not in the grass, not on a sidewalk or something like that, please dress like Olivia Newton-John in the physical video.
Yeah, it would make my life easier.
All right. I think
they may bust out into, you know, some sort of flash mob.
Well, flash dance mob.
Ooh.
All right. So maybe we go down and petition city council with that maybe as a, you know, because we'd like to pass ordinances and things to look like we're busy. This ordinance will be the Olivia Newton-John statute where you need to dress like Olivia Newton-John from 1981 and the physical video if you're going to be walking down or across the streets.
I must admit, though, I remember working out to Jane Fonda videos back in the day. Just knowing that I was nailing the moves.
If there would have only been some film or video of that, it would be worth...
No Polaroid for you.
It would be worth millions. All right. Coming up this hour, lots to talk about at 343-0106. Of course, the first day back to school for lots of children at Mobile County Public School System, and then the rest of the schools pretty much this week, next week, through the 20th of August, everybody's back to school. But yeah, I want to talk a little bit about Fondy Elementary and their schedule where they're going year-round. And is it year-round or year-around?
Year-round.
It's apostrophe, but it's apostrophe R-O-N-D, so it really should be year-round, which sounds incorrect. But what about that? Do we move to that eventually? Does it make it easier or harder on families? I want to talk to you about that. Also, Thomas and Theodore wants to check in. It's been a week since I got to talk to Thomas. So what's up, man?
Hey, how you doing? Welcome back, Sean. Boy, am I sure glad you're back. Good morning, Finley. Good morning, Dalton.
Good morning.
You know, I like to kick back in a Benihana restaurant listening to Don Ho sing Tiny Bubbles. It's happening, buddy.
Yeah, I was close to that. I went by two different Benihanas. We did not go in Benihana, though.
Oh, that's a shame. Yeah. That's a shame. Did you see Roseanne Barr's Nut Farm?
I did not see her nut farm. What island is that on?
Oahu.
It's on Oahu. Okay. Well, I saw some macadamia nut farms, but I did not see anyone that said it was the Roseanne Barr.
Roseanne Barr has a nut farm?
Growing nuts for a couple of decades. Hey, I want to talk to you about the school you were talking about. And they had a side desk whole morning last week, Finley and Dalton, about school supplies.
Yes.
And they went through every thing that those kids needed. So, anyhow, to make it short here, I haven't got much time. I'll step aside. my daughter calls after the show, and she says, Dad, Dalton just said each kid has to have $500 for school supplies, so I need $1,500. So I had to go out and pawn my Jeep again. I've had to pawn that Jeep every 6 months for about the last 18 years. It's a 1997, but I just wanted to file that complaint, and I'm glad you're back, and everything is online now. Thank you.
Appreciate that, and duly noted. So
this is awesome.
We're not no school supplies now, other than the ones the kids forgot. But now I want to talk a little bit about year round school and we could also talk about city council and upcoming discussions about LAD peoples, which is the strangest thing, because I think the majority of the council, the vibe I had before I left, and I've had a week where I have not been monitoring the news here as closely.
Quite a bit's happened.
He had a seashell to his ear.
That's right. but watching dogs surf and doing snorkeling and all that kind of stuff. But I think the city council, by and large, wants this to happen. I think the city council is going through machinations to make it seem like this is, you know, of active debate. But I have a feeling that this is what they want to do and give the money to South.
Well, you know, it was on the... They moved it originally from the July meeting.
Yeah,
they tabled it to August 1st. Yeah,
no.
Believe it or not. And then last Tuesday, they again tabled it two more weeks till August 14th and made a three-person committee.
Right. They're meeting tomorrow, right, or today?
I think today, and that's headed by Fred Richardson. But the twist that occurred last week while you were out is City Council said that they were actually... They said they were upset with the mayor for how this entire thing has been rolled out. They said that the two issues should have never been intertwined, that you should be able to have South Alabama build their stadium on campus, and that LAD Peoples did not need to be brought into that discussion, that you should be able to do one and not the other, and that the that changing LAD Peoples has nothing to do with whether South Alabama builds a football stadium on campus or not.
But if there's only so many dollars, right? Mm-hmm. And we've been told that the deferred maintenance on LAD was, in my week, I've forgotten the numbers, it's $60 million or something like that, or $30 million and $60 million over time for LAD. If that's the money you have to spend to bring LAD up to code, and basically what it comes down to, I don't think it's been talked about a whole bunch, but they wanted to put a big screen Jumbotron thing at LAD Peoples. That's enough of a change to the structure. It kicks in the protections from grandfather clause. You have to make it ADA compliant. Mobile Civic Center, same thing. We talk about what the big deals. A lot of people focus on the air conditioning down at the Civic Center, but one of the big deals is if you change a certain amount of things with a structure, then things like ADA compliance kick in, and that costs millions and millions of dollars to retrofit these facilities. Same thing would be true for LAD. So you have these deferred costs, these things that are... So if you can build a new structure that is more in line with the crowd you normally would have for high school football at LAD.
Mm-hmm.
If you build a new structure, it's ADA compliant, it's less money than the repairs to the current structure, and then have a new facility at South that can carry the bigger crowds. I think that's the way... I think those two should be intertwined. I don't know why they have to be separate issues.
And then they were... some of the plans that have been discussed also were putting like a splash pad out there where LAD is now, changing the stadium so it's not the stadium that we have it is now, but there's more community things to do there where you'll have your high school games. Maybe the Gulf Coast Classic stays there. We don't know about the Dollar General Bowl. The Senior Bowl, they've already said... Jim Nagy came out last week or the week prior and said, if South builds a stadium, yeah, we would like to move our game over to South. It's a newer stadium. He's already said that. So who all would be moving from LAD to South to that stadium if it comes up? But yeah, last week City Council was saying that they were upset that the issues were intertwined at all.
I think it's wonderful, though, that we're given more time to learn more. Like, you just brought up a point that I haven't heard about either, and I think the more time we have, both sides can learn a little bit more about the other side.
Yeah, they always like to come on. Like to table everything.
Well, but I'm just saying, as far as prior to this, it was rushed. It was, hey, 2 weeks, so we have to do X, Y, and Z. And so now that there's more information, this benefits the community to know more about, you know, the proposal that is being put forth. I think that the city council meetings will be the place to be now. No more watching
online.
Sure, do you have
problems sleeping?
See?
Now the new recommended doctor prescribed Mobile City Council meeting will help put you to sleep.
Don't listen to that man's voice you're hearing right now. Go to the city council meetings and listen to what's happening in your community.
All right. Coming right back, we'll talk more about that, and we'll also get into this year-round school. And what are you doing to me again? More? No. Okay, this is enough.
Come on.
But they're already number 8 on the list here.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Oh, my gosh. All right. We'll Macarena our way right into the news break and be right back. All right, 820 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings on this Monday. Glad to have you along. Sean, Dalton, Kelly, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic. Oh, by the way, too, just mentioning summer almost gone. This month ends the Original Oyster House Sunset Contest. This has been running for the last month and a half or so, and goes till August 31st. Head to the Original Oyster House, either location, snap a photo of the sunset, maybe over Little Lagoon or over downtown Mobile, and you do that from either inside the restaurant or right there nearby. Then post your sunset picture after you apply filters to it. Not that anybody does that, but post your sunset picture to the Original Oyster House's Facebook page, facebook.com/originaloysterhouse, with the hashtag OOHSunset. And then on probably either August 31st or September 1st, they will pick a winner. You'll win dinner for two, up to a $50 value, and other great prizes, including an Original Oyster House tote bag filled with goodies. And when you do post your picture up on their Facebook page, go ahead and tag your friends so they can go on there and give you the thumbs up and the shares and all that and get more attention for your post. But this is now through the 31st of this month. Original Oyster House Spectacular Sunset Contest. More details on their website, originaloysterhouse.com. All right, 821, let's go to the phones, and Steve is in Mobile. Hey, Steve.
Hey, good morning, Sean.
Morning.
I just think that I wish South could do this by themselves. I just think they're opening up a can of confusion, a lot of this, that, this, and that, and I just think it's a bad mistake to get the city of Mobile involved. I don't, you know... I just think it ain't good.
Well, what about the idea that if you did this, because when they originally rolled this out, I said, I do not understand why you would give $10 million and then South would give you $2.5 million back. You know, I'm a simple man. Why not just give $7.5 million? And it was explained to me because the bond issue situation with South paying it over time and Mobile, City of Mobile needing the money now, that they could kick that money back because it's a promise to pay from the City of Mobile. You know, it's ongoing payments to lead up to that $10 million, where South could turn around and cut the check for $2.5 million now they could use for the LAD improvement. The city, I understand what you're saying, because often when things, you know, become a plan, they get bigger than normal, but what?
The council, Sean, can't get together and decide on
a president?
Hardly anything, much alone a decision on a stadium that it's going to be South Alabama's. I just find it South needs to do this and figure a way to do it on themselves and not to have the city or the county involved in anything that goes on at South Alabama, man. That's just my opinion.
No, that's what we're about.
Everybody's going to have their opinion, but...
there's yours.
If the city council was better in making decisions and coming together instead of pit for tat and arguing about anything that they could come up with, I could probably see that. But they don't. They're at conflict with one another on everything that goes on, it seems like, with the city of Mobile. I don't know, man. I don't know. And yes, I think all the kids ought to be in school at 365 days a year. Make them a little bit smarter.
Steve, thank you, man.
Have a great day.
Hey, you too, Steve. Appreciate the call.
See, I think South Alabama, if they wanted to, they have the private investors. They could find the money to build this without getting the city or the county involved. But to me, they're asking them to invest. They're saying, hey, we will both gain from this stadium being on campus. That's kind of the vibe I'm getting. Would you like to pitch in and be a part of this with us? I think that's why South Alabama is asking the city to get involved. But, you know, Jeff Poore on Friday brought up a point that no one has brought up, and that is if the stadium on South Alabama's campus becomes the big stadium in Mobile, if it becomes the one to go to, say Donald Trump Jr. is running for office in 10 years, and he wants to hold a rally in Mobile. and the biggest, best stadium is on South Alabama's campus. Mm-hmm. And South Alabama, you know, as we've seen universities do in the past, say, we don't want that. We don't want anything to do with this. We don't want this on campus. Well, it's not like that at LAD right now. And it just, if the stadium was already on South campus,
wait a second.
If there was,
it's not like this on LAD. Do I need to remind you about the Christmas tree and, you know, a chief of staff essentially losing his job over that being added?
Oh,
all the
Colby
questions
Cooper.
About, yeah, and all the questions about, you know, that the city would be, you know, doing this for this candidate. You know, remember all the political aspects that got pulled into it where, you know, many people said, well, it doesn't matter exactly who. You have somebody who is, you know, before you had the candidate, now you have the president going to come to town. This is a big thing for the city. The same question. The city gets the same question.
Yeah.
South could say no, sure, but also you could say no to this concert or that concert because the lyrics of that artist are a certain way. So it's not always going to be football, right? The discussion of that stadium was set up where they were explaining this one side they could turn it and it would make sense for concerts. You wouldn't have to kind of put the square peg in the round hole. It would be a better concert facility
and
as well.
And that standing room option.
Yeah, whatever that thing that I had trouble understanding. So, you know, you're gonna have to say yes or no to all kind of things, no matter where you have a stadium.
But our last caller, I'm really shifted to what he said about the all year, you know, school year.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. Well, I do.
Yeah. What do y'all think about that? I mean, Steve commented on it. We're talking about this. Yeah. You know, Fonte Elementary, the test case around here with going to school year round. Well, and, you know, people have the misconception, though, that means there's no vacation. It's not. They're like these 2-week windows throughout. They end up having the same number of days because the kids have to be in school X number of days to qualify. So it's the same number of days off, but they, instead of putting it in one big hunk during the summertime, they spread it out. Let's go to the phones. Nelson in Mobile is up next. Hey, Nelson.
Hey, Sean. How you guys doing?
We're doing good, man. What's up?
Well, good. You guys just touched on what I was going to touch on. It was mentioned briefly, I think, the latter part of last week, that if we turn all control over to South Alabama and, you know, we want to have a political event here, it's really up to them whether that's going to happen or not. You know, we're talking about taking the Civic Center down. Now we're talking about taking LAD Stadium down. The Mitchell Center has become a big, a big destination for a lot of things now. So now without that, without the Civic Center, things move to the Mitchell Center. If South Alabama doesn't like what you're doing, they can turn it down. We tear down our stadium, say we want to have a big political rally out there on South Alabama campus. They don't like it. They say no. I think that's one of the something that really should be looked at. Of course, is the price of a college education. I'm not for giving them anything, to be honest with you. But it just, you know, I think that's a key factor to think about. Colleges right now, if they don't want you doing something, you're not going to do it.
Yeah,
and
is that a question?
I mean, that's, to me, just being a little common layman out here, you know, working. I mean, I think that's a big part of our lives is some of the freedoms we have to have a, you know, our political party come in, talk about things, and bail out. Well, if the only place they have to talk about that now is on the campus of a major college, it may not happen.
Well, what about, I mean, but you could turn around and say you could put it at the Civic Center, couldn't you? You could put it at somewhere else. I hear what you're saying. You don't want to hand over control of speech to somebody who might stop that speech. At the same time, I'm going to be frank, when's the next time we're going to have somebody come through here and talk to us? I mean, I hope it's soon, but it's not that's not the norm, right? It's the exception.
Well, it's not just the political piece of it. It's anything that they may not agree with. I mean, you know, just because Donald Trump Jr. may want to make a stop in Mobile, Alabama, okay, so they're going to put a stop to that. But I don't know what are some of the other topics that could come and talk here or have a convention here, you know, but it, like I say, they don't agree with it. Any topic, even outside the political realm. I mean, and you mentioned the Civic Center. Yeah, it could be moved there, but the city's also talking about taking it down.
Yep, that's I'm with you. I don't know if there's an easy answer to this, Nelson. That's the problem.
Yeah.
We got so much.
It's a complicated issue, there's no doubt. And it's, you know, but now it's turned into possibly a freedom of speech issue also.
There we go. Nelson, I appreciate the call. I mean, I'll say this, the conversation would be different if LAD Peoples was a bright, shiny new facility, right? So everything was good.
You think it'd be a no-brainer?
there'd be no discussion. The city would be, no, we have LAD. It's fine. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, to pretend. Now, I also went through, I got the document about the, you know, the dropped about the deficiencies at LAD.
The D-plus rating?
Yeah, the D-plus. And I went through and looked. And I am not, you know, no structural engineer or anything. There were some things that absolutely looked like they were structural issues that would mm-hmm. take big fixes. There were a lot of stuff that was makeup. You know, it was, oh, this seat rattles. You know, come to my house, okay? I'm going to show you some seats that rattle. I'm going to show you how we get a table to balance. I mean, you know, some of the things that get lumped together, you'll find a couple high-profile things that show that this is dangerous, and then you lump a bunch of things behind them. And when you start picking those things apart, you're like, they're not that big a deal. You know, it's if you're living in the real world, whether you're in the business world or just at your house, you got to get your roof repaired. But that doesn't mean that the scratch on the hardwood floor has the same significance.
And that it needs to be fixed at the same time. Right.
So, you know, maybe there's a little more gray to this.
A question, if we have time, is if you could wave your magic wand mm-hmm. and you could make the city happy and the community happy, what could you do? What would you do?
What, to solve everything at one time? Did that, I'd be a politician, right? 8:30.
You FM come talk. Back just, you know.
Full of it?
I'm not saying
that. Mahalo. Aloha. Go to the phones when we get back. Plus a lot of text at 343-0106. FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along on this Monday. And mahalo to my partners here for keeping it going last week. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Got out and enjoyed the lot to see in California. I was going to mention a little bit, too, about...
You mean Hawaii, not California.
California. Well, we're talking about California during the break.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hawaii. We're talking about the California wildfires. What was that, the tweet from President Trump a second ago?
Yeah, he was tweeting about the wildfires last night. He said, California wildfires being magnified and made so much worse by the bad environmental laws, which aren't allowing massive amounts of readily available water to be properly utilized. It's being diverted into the Pacific Ocean. Must also clear trees to stop fire spreading.
Okay, so the president there, he's getting lampooned by a lot of people out there. He's about 61% correct. There are, at least from my perspective here, and one of the things he says, tree
must also tree clear to stop
fire spreading. Yes. I can hardly read it. Okay,
I cleaned that up a little bit.
Yeah, tree clear to stop fire spreading. It's not that you need to let. This is trouble though. This is the trouble when you have, you know, tens and tens of billions of people living in a state that probably should have, you know, a lot fewer human beings living in it. Is that fires need to burn. I don't want to get... I've ranted enough about it on this show, but I'm going to do a little more. Some of the wildfires we see out west right now. Now, if you don't think some of them are because we have a pattern of weather right now that's dry and hot, then that would be inaccurate as well. This is why I'm nobody's friend. At the same time, if you think that it's all this global warming thing that's causing all of it, you're also wrong. Because if human beings weren't here, if we were not, listen, when it was just the light footprint of Native Americans in this country, there were fires burning across this country. But you know what? They would burn and burn and burn until they hit a river or the rain would happen, and that fuel would be reduced in those places. The West naturally has a burn cycle. So does the South. We talk about the longleaf pine forests that were lost and controlled burns and all those things. So when you deny that fire year after year after year after year after year, and it finally gets in an area, all of a sudden it has so much fuel, it runs and runs and runs. Not only is it hotter, it has more distance before it the only thing that naturally stops, you know, fire is water, putting it out, and lack of fuel,
mm-hmm.
right? Nothing else to burn. Well, that only happens when there's been burns before, and mm-hmm. they've denied this. So when it gets bad, it gets very, very bad. And you have, you know, maybe if we had, the weird thing is, you know, fight fire with fire. There's a lot of truth to that. If they had more smaller fires, they let burn, which is hard. It's impossible. I understand, because you got homes and schools and cities and road. I understand that. But without that, the real solution is you let the fires burn, and they reduce the strength over time because they don't build up fuel.
You know, it's very interesting with all those fires that have been churning for days going into weeks now, is that the inmates are used to help fight the
Good.
Fire. Right. And it's interesting to see people who have gone from, you know, thinking about inmates in one version, now publicly thanking them for helping save their property, save mm-hmm. their homes. I mean, in the time of need, I tell you what, you're grateful when someone can provide you with a little assistance.
I wonder if they're going to start strapping parachutes on them like they do the fire jumpers and push them out of the plane.
I was wondering, are arsonists allowed out there to, you know, people that are in prison for arson, do they even let them near?
I'm going to go with no. That's not, that would not be a good mix, because that would be like heavenly.
Yeah, watch them up jumping jacks and smiling and clapping. And, no, but the that's a whole other thing. The I guess, I don't know if it's a silver lining, the unintended consequence of the number of big fires we've been having as of late. There are people that used to work once in a while as volunteer firefighters, Western firefighters. There's people that are getting their whole work for a year done in firefighting. Because a lot of these people online, because they hunt and fish out west a lot, and I see these guys, and I'm like, how are you getting time to do this? They said, oh, we do firework. We do parachute and highland firework.
Unbelievable.
These guys are in such shape. It's amazing. They fight fires. Also, they make enough money that they can lay out during the winter and ski and fish and hunt.
They're working some long, dangerous shifts out
yes,
there.
Yes, big time.
Watching those water drops are very interesting, but just don't be underneath them. That's going to leave a mark.
Because when those are cool, those things. The helicopters can go pick up those big bellies full of water and drop.
And when they drop the fire, that retardant, it's like a white foam, it looks like. Again, it's interesting, but once it hits the air and it speeds up and it falls on you, it hurts. It does hurt.
Yes, it would. Looking through a couple texts here, John says, when has South Alabama ever turned down any Republicans? Talking about the stadium. I don't know that that's been, I don't think it would happen, but I don't think that's been challenged.
It was an issue that Jeff Poor brought up last week that I thought was an interesting addition to the debate. It's something that hadn't been talked about. If the campus has the biggest stadium in Mobile and the most used stadium, that could arise in the future. But I also don't think, like the Stanford universities or the UCLAs or so many others, I don't think the same donors that might maybe would put a stop to a political rally at some of those are the same donors that help out at South Alabama.
I think you're correct. By the way, too, Phil, seconding what Kelly was saying, said it seems like this is moving too quickly. He said, what are we going to do with this much money and this much time? Don't ask questions. We'll vote it through next week. It was like, huh, seems like it was shoved on them pretty quickly. Those types of things never go well. So you're talking about the little more time to talk about this.
It's
okay. I just think that anything, if you rush it, then you don't allow for, you know, the bugs to be worked out. It's benefiting someone, whichever side you may be on. So giving it extra time, maybe that gives you more time to convince the other side as to why this is a good idea. More time does not necessarily mean that there's something wrong. It allows for more conversation from both sides.
Due diligence.
Yes. And more in the community understand that their voices need to be heard, and they've got a platform.
So here was the exact quote last week from LaVon Manzi, where the council kind of turned it and said they were upset with the mayor with how this was rolled out. He said, it's just been rolled out awfully because we have intertwined South Alabama's desire to build a new stadium with the future of Ladd Stadium, and it never should have been done that way. That's what's caused all of this divisiveness. It's this Ladd versus USA proposition. It never had to be done that way because we are big enough and smart enough to have two stadiums and appropriately take care of both of them. And Fred Richardson added in, who, of course, is a graduate of the University of South Alabama.
As he's told us before, yes.
Yes, he has. He said, I don't have to fight South Alabama to support Ladd Stadium.
There you go. All right. By the way, I'm reading through Terry's text, which is like a right-left roundhouse kick and butterfly kick all in one. He says, first text, year-round school, welcome to the nanny state, year-round babysitter, less parental influence, more school programming, increased cost of air conditioning the schools during the summer, and no increase in learning. Has been tried other places with no significant achievements in school tests. And then says, nonviolent inmates have been fighting fires for years. And he said, a public university can't censor on political grounds. So there you go.
Well,
that's Terry's text.
I like the fact that he handled three topics
bam,
in one.
Bam, boom, bam, boom, bam, boom.
Yeah. So year round, as a parent, I would say, as we're competing with other children in other countries, you know, and we see how their test scores are coming out, and we see how they're able to claim the top jobs, especially from a technological standpoint, and jobs in science, and you know, in math, and things like that. You know, a lot of times the common denominator is the amount of schooling children are in.
Well, I want to say that because he said it's been tried in other places with no significant achievements in school tests. I got to research that. So I don't. That's his text, that there wasn't an improvement.
Oh, he's talking local. I'm talking internationally.
The question is, though, is that a correlation? Is that causation? You know, the fact that they go to school year round, does that mean the grades are higher, or? I mean, one doesn't always equal the other one. And maybe it does. I want to see some more research on this. And also, they would still go to school the same number of days. Mm-hmm. It would just be, the peanut butter would be spread on the toast a little more evenly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the way it's explained, and I looked this up from edweek.org, where they're kind of explaining
how... That's a hot read.
Yeah, it's so great. I'm checking the newsletter every morning. But they said, instead of having one long summer break, year-round schools break the academic year up with several medium-sized, like 2 or 3 week vacations. They refer to it as a balanced calendar. So some schools have 4 45-day sessions followed by 15-day breaks. Others have 3 60-day academic sessions followed by 20 days of break. And some have 2 90-day sessions with 2 30-day breaks, basically splitting summer in half.
All right, and somebody suggested, too, I think that was on the Twitter feed, well, what would that do to summer camps and all that kind of stuff? Yeah, I don't know. If you start undoing things that have been part of the program for a long time, then people are going to be upset one way or another.
And as far as his portion of his second portion of his text about the inmates, this is very true. They have been doing it for years. I know that. He knows that. But maybe everyone else doesn't know that. So it's just a matter of informing.
That educated me.
Yeah, thank you. Is it the matter of informing people as to what's going on to our neighbors to the west?
So, and people know exactly what was said earlier, is that in California, they use the inmates as fire lines. They stack them up in Nomex. Oh, you didn't say that.
Don't misquote me, sir. Don't come back here.
What?
Like this. You're going to go in timeout.
No, I've been in timeout so long. And Fred, I didn't see your text. Fred, who obviously same cartoons Fred watches, my children watch. He said, what will Phineas and Ferb do without summer vacation?
Oh, Phineas and Ferb.
Good point. I had a note of something. This popped up on my phone, a note of something to talk to you all about today, but we're talking stadiums and schools, because I was going to just talk about people that walk with their neck pillows on through the airport. You know, that was on my... You know what I'm talking about, the airplane sleeping pillow?
Yes.
And they won't attach it to a backpack or hold it. They wear it around their neck. And I'm looking at these people, and they're talking to me while they have the neck pillow on.
So cool.
And I can't keep a straight face.
Yeah, where do your eyes go to more?
Well, somebody yesterday, Dallas, going, hey, do you know what, you know, is this where you turn for C Concourse? And I'm looking at the person, and I'm going, dude, you have a pillow around your neck, and you're a grown man, and you're talking to me. I can't talk to you.
They look like a linebacker from the 90s wearing the neck. Better than wearing the sleeping mask around the airport, though.
Oh, the people with the mask on yesterday in the airport, too? Give me a break, man. Do I look like I have SARS? FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings, Monday style. Good to get settled back into things, you know, in reality. What's real in the world? Stadium. Stadium is real. The world. year-round school. I don't know. You know, there's... I can fight this, like most things. I could probably argue it both ways on year-round school. I can see both parts of it. And I will say this. It's a complete cop-out, okay? Because... That's what I'm here. I'm here as the I'm here as the antidote to the majority of the news cycle out there, because I'll tell you when it's a complete cop out. So
what
therefore,
is?
I'm for it year round school, because
why?
It makes life easier on working families. It makes it easier.
Stop it.
That's true.
How can you?
Because I'm truthful.
Well, we can call it that. How can you go against having children have more education? And it'd be spread
out. That's
why
I said I'm for it. It also, because so for the months of summer, we don't have to figure out what to do with the kids.
Okay. Very good.
If it is the same amount of schooling.
Oh, my gosh.
If it's the same amount of schooling, I'd just like to see some studies. Having a kid for you know, two semesters that are basically back to back. They go till Christmas, have a month off, and then isn't that basically how it is now? They have a few weeks during the Christmas break,
mm-hmm.
and then they're back at it until summer, and then they get the 8 weeks.
Well, they've got spring break off as well.
And spring break too, but mm-hmm. but if you split it into more breaks, you have that whole reintroduction cycle again where you reintroduce mm-hmm. them back. Hey, welcome back. You've had 2.5 weeks off to not think about school. What does that take? A week to get the kids back into the grind.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the week where they're being let back out. And, you know, nobody's going to take that week seriously. It's all about watching Remember the Titans or whatever they do at school, like I did every time. So I wonder if they've done, I'm sure they have done these studies, but does it work better having them broken into all these little parts, or is it better to have their full attention for as many weeks as possible before you let them go?
I think, you know, you could. How much do kids forget over the summer? I can watch my children. I can remember how I was. I mm-hmm. think there's a good bit.
But during the summer, are you giving them assignments, or are you telling them, make sure you do X, Y, and Z? Are you staying on top of them with those assignments?
You're going to start lecturing me on my parenting?
I'm not you.
My parenting?
Not you.
My parenting?
Not you. No.
I probably need a lecture.
No, I need a lecture, too.
Did I
I'm
mention
just
I
saying,
wanted them to be occupied so I can go do my thing?
Listen here. You are such a troublemaker. I think that if you're staying on top of them and giving them assignments where they're never taking a day off, that learning is intertwined in everything they do, it's no big deal. But if they take 3 whole months off or 2 whole months off and mm-hmm. they do nothing when it comes to school, well, yeah, you got to reintroduce them to everything come Monday morning, first day of school, first day of the new school year. But as a parent, I can tell you I am for, yes, please, year-round school.
Also, the more exciting, so this is in the intangible world mm-hmm. where I like to dwell, the looking forward to a break thing mm-hmm. would happen more times, you know, that there would be more, because you get I think you get excited, right? If you're right. Hey, we're going to be off, and I get to spend the night, you know, 5 nights with my buddy or something like that, or so that would happen more times during the year. Of course, it would be troublesome when those breaks didn't happen during a normal, I think camps and things would uh-huh. pop up during those times, but it would be troublesome because you would still have to find those days, you know, that you're working, you know, your spouse is working,
right.
What do you do with the kids? Maybe it wouldn't there'd be camps. It wouldn't just be summer camps. It'd mm-hmm. be spring camp, fall camp, yeah. whatever. You know.
I think as with life, you just adjust. And you make it work. And you think about when you say families may be inconvenienced because of the scheduling of vacations and whatnot. Your children are only going to be children for a small amount of time in the grand scheme of things. It's okay to be a little uncomfortable if it means giving them more education, a better foundation, and to help accelerate them and catapult them into adulthood. Which means they're going to make more money, they're going to do more in the community, they're going to be exactly as you've asked them to be as you help raise these little human beings.
Here's another angle. This is what I like. So David points this out. He says, as a business owner, if you have year-round school, how would you be able to schedule vacations? The entire workforce would have to take off at one time to get a vacation in 2 weeks. You know, I'm thinking, you probably would have to say, listen, we got the... Because the way I've seen some of these, you have the fall breaks and the spring breaks and the summer break mm-hmm. and a winter break. You know, you just say, well, y'all, you know, last year you got the summer, you know, so Bob in accounting this year gets the summer. And then
it's always Bob.
And it's based on seniority, maybe.
Wow. Now, this is interesting. This is just coming from the text line. Unnamed texter said their wife teaches at Fondy. Test scores are worse with year-round school.
Mm.
Now we're getting into the meat of this.
The nitty-gritty.
So we'll see. We'll talk about this more coming up on the Big Day Show.
I'd like to know how it all started. You know, who was it that started saying, I mean, of course we've seen our education system not ranking very well compared to some other education systems internationally. Of course, you think in Japan, they've got really,
is that the school system, or is that there's not, you know, a Kelly Finley as every mother? No, seriously.
Are you trying to bash me?
I'm not bashing. No, I'm serious, because you are, I mean, you are so involved in every step. And it's not like just put your kids and say, y'all go do the teaching and I'll come back and get them later.
But okay? I had to make a personal change, and it's no secret career-wise.
Right.
I chose that because
I think there's more people maybe in those other countries that's part of the culture, that
yes,
it's not just the school system's job, it's my job too. As much as I like to bash on myself, I'm kind of a guy that likes to teach all the time at home, you know,
yeah.
and watch the kids roll their eyes. you know.
Well, I hate to say, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, because you get stuck in a rut. But I just don't understand why the big deal we had to change things up. If it's going to be the same amount of schooling over mm-hmm. the course of a year,
mm-hmm. what's the real
motivation? It's almost like a new boss coming in that just felt like they had to change things to show that their hands were on it in some way.
Oh, man.
You know?
I've worked for that guy a couple times. Yeah. Goodness.
This is a great discussion. I will say this, though. If you have a school, I don't care what zip code, what state, what country, if the school is doing what they're supposed to do and they're educating these children and the families are doing what they're supposed to do, which is to, you know, emphasize, reemphasize, and do what they're supposed to do as a family, and it's a concerted effort, those numbers will be higher.
Yes. No matter what you do. No matter what.
And I said family because family is made up of sometimes neighbors, cousins, moms, dads, stepmoms, stepdads, whomever. The point is these children are growing, and they need all the support they can possibly get.
I'm sorry. Texter says, Dalton, remember the Titans? Sheesh, we got Marilyn Vanderbeer motivational films in the cafeteria. Did I mention that grown people walk around the airport with their neck pillows on? Did I mention?
So cool. What about the Crocs? Are they wearing Crocs?
Yeah, I saw some Crocs too, but lots of people.
What about, do they kick off their shoes and put their feet on your seat and kick it?
Yesterday, or Saturday coming back, I completely barefoot, feet up on the bulkhead, and we'll talk about that on the midday. We're out of here. Laura Ingram on the way next. Mahalo.